Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Old ideas have merit. Even though I clerked, waitressed, mowed, and lifeguarded to earn my way through college, I had only one career, an English teacher. My husband's path was similar. He worked first as a fish culturist for wildlife and parks, but when a game warden position opened, he applied and served in that field until he retired. Imagine learning that students currently graduating can expect to have 25 different occupations throughout their professional lives. How do you prepare youngsters for that? My colleagues and I offered students a foundation in basics, along with practicing the ability to adapt, a task that seems daunting until I discovered something important during genealogical research. Most of our ancestors' jobs haven't existed for generations or aren't in demand today. Those dead relatives often recalibrated in midlife when lost markets or industrial revolutions collapsed livelihoods. Through family stories, I knew my ancestors worked as teachers, preachers, and storekeepers. Their other occupations surprised me. One fellow was a wool comber. I had to think about this until I realized he lived in rural England before factories existed, during a time when wool or flax provided raw material for clothing. Apparently, his task involved combing freshly sheared and washed sheep hair so that spinners could perform their magic. A weaver friend works with this fiber from the time it's harvested until it's turned into yarn and understands what this job entails. A distant great-grandpa designated Cooper as his profession. I looked that one up because I wasn't sure what it involved. Before cellophane, plastic, and paper packaging were common, Coopers either constructed or repaired barrels that families used for storage and shipping. While modern ones are molded from plastic of some kind, wood deteriorates. Finding functional containers at antique sales isn't all that common, while locating a Cooper to repair one is nearly impossible. One relative was a glover during Massachusetts' early years, before realizing colonial Americans wore gloves far more often than present-day residents do. He'd have maintained a supply of sturdy hand gear sewn from hide, as well as finer dress wear created from supple nubuck or suede. In addition, women bought cotton and wool gloves for fashion and warmth. Since he paid taxes and left a will, he must have had ample business. A common factor in my predecessor's jobs was that few required college degrees, and most demanded specific skills a person could apprentice to learn. According to Mike Rowe's foundation at MikeRoweWorks.org, many youngsters sitting in desks today could fill thousands of available jobs if they trained for a semester or two at a vocational school rather than spending 4 years in college. Seems like old ideas still have merit. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.